Okay, so today's Mishnah is Shviz Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. So remember that we had two very important Yesodot yesterday. Anything which is necessary for the Peretz of the sixth year are allowed to be done for those Peretz until the very end of the year. Anything which is only a Gezerah Derabbanan during Shviz is allowed to be done through the entire sixth year, and there is no din of Tosefet Shvius on something which is only a Drabbanan, even if you do it during Shvius. Those were the two Yesodos. So yesterday we talked about all kinds of things, and we learned what Miyablin means, what Mefarkin means, what Me'abkin means, what Me'ashnin means. So those were, we were cutting off extra leaves that weren't contributing because they were being hidden by other leaves anyway, and they were just a burden on the tree. That was Mefarkin. We're going to go over it just because it's so important. These words keep coming up again and again about Avodas during Shemitah. Ma'apkin is, even though it sounds like dusting, it does not mean our dusting. Our dusting is called Me'ashnim, as we'll see, but it means dusting, meaning spreading dust over the roots of trees that became in some way uncovered by the wind. Ma'ashnim is what we call dusting. We use dusting for putting on insecticides and so on. So ma'ashnim is to use the type of thing that discourages the insects. You put smoke around the tree and so on. That kills the insects. And those are the things we spoke about yesterday. Today, we want to add some additional things that can be done on a tree and also in a field. So, misalkin ad Rosh Hashanah. You're allowed to take stones out of a field to be misalek avanim. So, it's misaklin, it's a Lashon miskila. You take the stones away all the way up until the seventh year because the Rabbanan answered that because it's similar to Harisha. And therefore, it's also min Rabbanan during the Shemitah itself. But during the sixth year, it's mutter until Rosh Hashanah. Mikar Samim. Now, Mikar Samim is pruning in the sense of cutting off the dead branches. And Mizardin is also a type of pruning, but it's called thinning. Because over there, you thin, when you have a lot of new branches, as anyone who's ever tried to grow a tree sees, sometimes you, or very often, you have too many new branches. You need to thin them out so that you can actually get the tree to be stronger in the branches that will put its energy into instead of wasting energy into all of these little branches that you don't need anyway. Mifaslin comes, it's a lashon of pisul and pisul. Because what it means is that you can form the tree by taking off parts of the tree that are becoming decayed. And you can do that also until Rosh Hashanah. Because even during Shemitah itself, these things are only considered to be Oser min Rabbanan. Rabbi Yeshua says, look, think to yourself. To do the Zirud, Mizardi, that was that you were thinning, right? So tell me, during the something that grew during the fifth year, and it's the sixth year, can you do the Zirud during the sixth year? Of course. Can you do the Pisul if something got ruined in a tree in the fifth year, to cut it out of the tree during the sixth year? Yeah, you do the same thing of something that was in the sixth year you can do during Shemitah, because you're not trying to help the tree out to grow over here. You're working on the problems of the tree from the previous year. So all you're trying to do is basically make the tree survive. So you're allowed to be the ukume ilana, it's called. You're allowed to help a tree to survive as opposed to making it grow. So therefore, in this case, it should be mutter even during Shemitah itself. Now, as we said before, theoretically, that's true. We pointed out yesterday that the Chazon Ish points out that there are things which, even though they are there as something that's necessary for the survival of the tree, those are not necessarily everything was made mutter during the Shemitah. And in fact, we have even more chomer than either the Rabbanan or Rabbi Yeshua is Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Shimon says, look, kol zman shani rishai ba'avodat ha'ilan, rishai ni b'pisula. All of the dinim are the same. If you're allowed to do avodas ha'ilan, which was included the charisha around the ilan, when was that mutter to? That was only mutter until atzeret. So you can do all of the other things. But don't give me this stuff that you can do other things which should only be also to Rabbanan. I don't agree to that. So according to him, that means that we have three completely different shitas. We have the Tanakama, that you can do any of these things throughout the entire Shana Shishis, and there is no Tosefes of Shvias. We have, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the most kal, is that you can do it even during Shemitah, those things that are there for Ukume Ilana. And they're just things for keeping it around. And there we have this final sheet of Rabbi Shimon, that it's only mutter until Atzeret, like everything else, and there is no special heter with these things. We paskin like the Tanakam, that it's mutter up until Rosh Hashanah, but no further. Now, what this leads us to is we're getting closer to understanding what type of things, what the difference are between the things that we can do and we cannot do. So the next Mishnah, Mishnah Dalet, teaches us as follows. If you have nitiot, now even though it says nitiot, it doesn't mean necessarily only nitiot. The Rishonim hold that it says nitiot because that's where you most usually, Dibur Behovah, where you most usually will have to do this. But it's true about any trees. So if you have a problem with the bark, sometimes the bark starts to peel, and that, of course, will kill the tree. So what they did was they would put zevel around the area where the bark was peeling, and that simply was a refuah. So probably because of the additional heat. The korchinotam, that's why it comes together with korchinotam, you can put cloth around them in order to protect them. So you're protecting them from too much heat, you're protecting them from too much cold. The kotmimotam, kotmim comes from the word for, the same word that we use for the stove. It means ashes. So the kotmim means you put ashes around the bottom of the trees to maintain the moisture level around the tree. And you can even build little houses for the trees, which means you surround them by those fences, and they, which you often see in Eretz Yisrael as well. So we build houses for the trees. All of these trees are, all of these issues are basically protection that they shouldn't be damaged. And you can be mashkimotam, you can water the tree to allow it to survive all the way up to Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Elazar Ber Tzadik says, why only till Rosh Hashanah? If you do a shinui, and you water the tree by watering the top of the tree. So you water the leaves of the tree. So you look like you're cleaning off the leaves, and then the water drips off of the leaves onto the bottom of the tree. Since that's a shinui, even if you want to help it to grow more, it's also mutter by doing it with a shinui, and that's Rabbi Elazar Ber Tzadik's shita. Avoloet ha'ikar, you're not allowed to go ahead and do this directly onto the ikar of the tree. So we don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar Ber Tzadik in this inyan of shinui. And the other question is, why, if we're doing this in order to allow the tree to survive, and otherwise it will be damaged, why is it only until Rosh Hashanah? Now, we spoke earlier about the way that the Chazon Ish says that not all things are necessarily mutter just because they're there le'ukumi ilana as opposed to le'uvruye ilana. Ivruye ilana means, and this is words that we'll have very, very often as we learn through the Gemaras in Shviyas Bezrat Hashem. Ivruye ilana means to strengthen the tree. Ukume ilana means to keep it from going downhill. So why are some things that are there for ukume ilana, why are they mutter? And other things that are part of ukume ilana, we treat as the same as ivruye ilana. Now, the most satisfying shot that I've seen in this is the Tiferes Yisrael. The Tiferes Yisrael explains a very reasonable distinction. And what he says is like this. Those things which are part of the general natural things that the tree is going to have to learn to deal with in nature. Heat, cold, wind. A tree survives because it is able to survive those conditions. So those natural conditions, even though you're only trying to help it survive, that the Rabbanu were not matir. What they were matir were conditions that are not part of general nature that the tree has to live with, and those were diseases and other things like that. There the Rabbanu allowed you to get involved in the actual war of nature. But otherwise, during Shvius, you're supposed to be an anthropologist who keeps his hands off of the local wars. And if the tree can't make it, the tree can't make it. I think that's a very beautiful insight. Is the Chazon Ish doesn't give a hesber. Like, why is it that some things yes and other things no? So this is a very beautiful insight, I think.